B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and during this time of pandemic, it's not like we can send Nick out to do stuff, and I don't think Brookline 911 would be as carefree as it is now, as it used to be. So we've chosen to revisit some great moments from the past. Now, Rich, what have you picked out for today?
Well, we were just talking about the Bruins, and nothing better than looking back at one of my favorite times of doing radio here on this show, and that is when the Bruins won the Stanley Cup. And it also gave us not only the championship and all the great games that went with it, but it gave us one of our favorite versions of Ask a Pink Hat. Ask a Bruins Pink Hat. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine. Here we go.
What does this really matter?
Yeah, it does. One's the theme for rocking and rolling, and one's the theme for...
Oh, that's right. Pink Hat. Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought you wanted the goal song.
No,
I got confused.
There we go.
All right, it is 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. We are going to play Ask a Bruins Pink Hat. Adolfo was out at the parade talking to some fans, maybe new fans to the sport. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I'm sure that the Bruins would agree. I'm sure the NHL would agree.
Or people who, quote-unquote, have been fans forever.
Well, hey, it's a generational thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone's welcome to the party.
Yep.
We're playing for a twosome of golf at Pine Hills Golf Club in Plymouth. Valid for weekday golf, Monday through Thursday. Pine Hills Golf Club is New England's premier public golf course with two 18-hole championship golf courses.
Good prize.
David, hello.
Hello.
Have you heard the Pink Hat, hat segment before?
Yes, I have.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to meet the person that Adolfo talks to. Then we will hear Adolfo's question. You will have to just say yes or no. Does the person he's interviewing get the question right?
All right.
Ripped from the parade, 1.3 million people enjoying this sunny day. Here we go.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Yeah, sure.
What on, Adolfo?
I'm in the middle of something, so can you, like, move it along? Thanks. All right.
I don't mind it there, and I'm sorry that I interrupted that. If you got good Pink Hat material, you stay awake. What I like is when he's talking to someone boring, and then some crazy person comes up next to him and goes, and he's like, get away, I'm talking.
Yeah, I'm going to set my face on fire. And he's like, I don't want to talk to you. He's thinking this guy's actually breaking down the game.
Yeah. Adolfo's instincts. But the best is Adolfo's like, I'm the one who's been out there for 5 years pounding the pavement. All right, here we go. Let's start over again.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Yeah, sure.
What on, Adolfo?
I'm in the middle of something, so can you, like, move it along? Thanks.
What do you think those fireworks are for?
Do you think those fireworks right now are for the Boston Bruins?
No, they're for the Red Sox.
What the do you think? Are you here? Are you at the game? What's going on here?
Followed Adolfo around.
I don't know, man. I've been sitting at a bar for 3 hours. It's tough. All right, here we go.
So can you, like, move it along? Thanks.
All right, now,
what do you think of the parade today?
I love it. Lots of fun. Mm-hmm. Go Bruins. Awesome.
Now, what do you think of the Bruins winning the Stanley Cup?
Amazing. The Bruins.
She sounds like one of the players that was drafted last night from out of the country. I like the basketball. Awesome. Good time, okay?
Good time hitting hockey fun for you, I'm wondering.
I love it. Lots of fun. Mm-hmm. Go Bruins. Awesome.
Now, what do you think of the Bruins winning the Stanley Cup?
Amazing. The Bruins are the best team in the United States, and I love Boston.
They are not up to the caliber of the Ottawa Senators. That
or the Vancouver Canucks.
Vancouver, right.
Okay, the fact that she says the United States is a bit of an issue. I'm going to guess that she's not going to do well. But, you know, you could be surprised.
Yeah, she could hit it out of the park.
Of all the sports to specify the United States, I guess hockey would be the one you probably wouldn't choose.
Now, who's your favorite player on the Bruins?
Who's our favorite player, babe? Bergeron. Yes.
No.
Is she good looking?
Dolpho? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Was the guy all muscular?
Kind of.
Why do you like Bergeron?
Because he's sexy.
Very good. I like your shirt we were wearing. Can you tell us a little bit about your shirt and your hat?
I made it myself. Mm-hmm. It's a white t-shirt with the Bruins logo, and it's off the shoulder. And that was it.
Now, I got some questions about the Bruins.
Yep.
All right, so here we go.
Okay. All right. So here's where we will play the question, and then you, sir, on the phone, will have to tell us whether or not you think it's going to get correct. Yes, John.
My question is, you know, when the girls talk about players on the Red Sox, top of the pink hat list is Papelbon or Ellsbury. Who's top of the Bruins' pink hat list?
There is none.
Bergeron be right? Close to that?
It is such a foreign concept to people, this team, that there is nobody. A true pink hat. We are past on. I mean, we're talking about not knowing anyone's name.
Yeah, she had right. She had to ask. You know, who do we like?
And she better be good looking because that voice could kill a man.
So she, Adolph was gonna.
Who do we like, honey?
She became Bubby all of a sudden.
Well, we don't mention that word anymore.
Symbol now, like Prince.
Yeah, those days of fun are over.
It's the symbol of giant middle finger.
People during transcribing this show, I've said nothing. We're not allowed to talk about that anymore. I'm sorry. Several issues going on that probably best to leave off the old air. All right.
So six questions will be asked. Here we go. Let's see how much you can try.
Name three players on the Bruins.
Okay, three players.
Will she know that?
No.
Yeah, come on. Well, she didn't know one. I mean, yeah. It's pretty much an exercise at this point.
Like fish in a barrel.
That's right.
Name three players on the Bruins.
Bergeron, the goalie, and the forward.
I'm surprised she knew goalie and forward. That's better than most people.
The forward.
That's all right. Those are actual positions.
Yeah, that's true. That puts her one step ahead of the last girl.
Yeah, the last girl didn't know there was ice.
Front.
By the way, the fact that she's good looking kind of takes it makes all this a little bit more acceptable.
How many minutes are in a period of hockey?
Okay, how many minutes are in a period of hockey?
No.
And I'm going to say that we're off by a lot.
I think she's going to get this one.
She says five. That's my guess.
I think she's going to get this.
An hour.
So you're going to say nine innings.
Sorry, here we go.
How many minutes are in a period of hockey?
How many minutes? 15, right?
What?
Again, I'm telling you, she's not that far off.
Yeah.
It's a nice round number. I'm impressed. All right, here we go.
Okay. Name one famous ex-Bruin.
Okay, a famous ex-Bruin.
No.
Now, granted, she is at the parade. I'm imagining there are jerseys.
And,
right.
You know,
no,
there was...
No.
Okay. There's a statue if they're by the garden.
Probably standing right next to it.
This is near the garden, right, Adolfo? This is like kind of where we're broadcasting. Yes, he says yes. Okay.
So it's right across the street from her. Right.
Well, Cam Neely's has probably yet to... No, is this after the... I don't know. Who cares? All right, here we go. Cam Neely might have just spoken.
Okay. Name one famous ex-Bruin.
A famous ex-Bruin? Johnny Pussy?
I think that's what they called John Wallach when he was going through puberty.
Oh, no. Not true. Not true.
No, I did do some research.
I would like that jersey.
What number would it be?
69.
Of course. That was a good setup.
There you have it.
Johnny Pussy?
Yeah, I did I did some research just to make sure I wasn't going crazy. And apparently in half a year from 1934 to 1935, there was Jean Pussy, which is spelled P-U-S-I-E-H. So you know what? Let's give it to him.
All right.
Play for the Bruins.
Pousset.
David, I believe me, you're winning no matter what you say. I don't have the energy to get another phone call. All right, here we go.
Although famous is real questionable. But...
Right. There was just a Mike Sissy Boy as well. He didn't have his exits. That was a swing and a miss, Fred.
What is a face-off?
Okay, what is a face-off?
All right, she'll say fight.
Yeah, no, she's not going to get that.
No, I think she's going to get
not a chance.
She'll say fight.
What is a face-off?
A face-off is when the Bruins get in a fight and they f*** the other team out.
There you go, Fred.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
That's a Cage movie.
Because, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, is that when you hear face-off, you think fight.
Right.
All right.
And who is the best fighter on the team?
Johnny Pussy.
That's what they called the 19-year-old guy that hung out in the parking lot of my high school. I'm scattering around what I can say.
I got the jokes.
Yeah. But they probably will be as funny as my Sissy Boy one that I really hit out of the park.
Well,
way to go, Fred. All right, here we go.
In front of the TD Garden is a statue of what famous ex-Bruin?
Okay, what famous ex-Bruin in front of the TD Garden?
No.
I'm going to say Johnny Pussy.
Johnny Pussy? Yeah.
There's a statue, she'll say? There's a statue over there?
Yeah, Johnny Pussy played.
Bully.
Yeah.
Right. All right, let's see who she says.
I'm amazed you went and looked that up, too.
I had to.
I was like, okay.
After you brought up that one last time.
Oh, you're talking about...
Rozichka.
That's Vladimir Rozichka, right. Yeah. That's right.
In front of the TD Garden is a statue of what famous ex-Bruin?
In front of Bergeron?
Right. Her favorite current player is also the statue.
Yes.
Johnny Pussy.
Here, and finally.
Who is the coach of the Boston Bruins?
Okay, all right.
No.
Last week.
It's Ralph.
If she says Handsome Ralph, does she get it right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. He's now known as Handsome Ralph.
Right.
Who is known as the coach? They've just won the Stanley Cup. It's been everywhere.
Probably said something right in front of her, right?
Who knows? She's obviously not going to get this, but what will she say?
Who is the coach of the Boston Bruins?
The coach of the Boston Bruins is Jerry Lewis.
With the puck and the thing and the fighting. Lady with the goal and the Johnny Pussy and the thing.
The coach of the Boston Bruins is Jerry Lewis.
Ralph.
Can you imagine Jerry Lewis as a coach and he gets on the ice? Whoa, with the slippery in the fall. All right. Well, listen, we've learned so much. Congratulations, David. You got a twosome of golf at Pine Hills Golf Club in Plymouth. Valid for weekday golf Monday through Thursday. Pine Hills Golf Club is New England's premier public golf course with two 18-hole championship golf courses. Congratulations, sir.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Johnny Pussy.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello, I'm Larry David. Obviously, somebody put me up to this because it's generally not the kind of thing I do, but I basically want to address the idiots out there, and you know who you are. You're going out. I don't know what you're doing. You're socializing too close. It's not good. You're hurting old people like me. Well, not me. I have nothing to do with you. I'll never see you. But, you know, other, let's say other old people who might be your relatives. Who the hell knows? But the problem is you're passing up a fantastic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay in the house, sit on the couch, and watch TV. I mean, I don't know how you're passing that up. Well, maybe because you're not that bright, but here it is. Go home, watch TV. That's my advice to you. You know, if you've seen my show, nothing good ever happens going out of the house. You know that. There's just trouble out there. It's not a good place to be. So stay home and you know, don't see anyone. Except maybe if there's a plumbing emergency, let the plumber in and then, you know, wipe everything down after he leaves. But that's it. Okay.
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm from the first episode, and now I'm in Season 8. But it's a hit or miss if you can watch the shows with the kids around. Very hit or miss.
Yeah.
Because you could watch 5, but then there could be an N-word or the C-word, and then you're sitting there going, oh, my goodness.
Well, anytime Jeff Garland's wife shows up, you're probably just like, okay, here comes
Yeah, but those are words that that ship has sailed. I mean, the kids know those words. I told you that the other day we were the three of us, my son, daughter, and I were playing basketball, and my daughter said, and there's, you know, people around, not playing basketball, but there's people, like, you know, in the area. And she goes, is it okay if I swear? And I go, yeah, sure. And she just yells, F you, Milo. And she didn't say F. She said the whole word, and she screamed it out. So, and she's 9. So that whole not swearing thing, I never enforced it, ever. So, but there's obviously words I don't want them to say, and I don't want them... Neither of them know the C word. She does not know the N word. Now, through the power of music and friends and people at school, my son does know the N word, but he knows not to say it. At least he says that to me, so he knows not to say it. He's never heard it in the house. But, yeah, this is, Larry David, good advice.
You know what?
Because if you think about it, because aside from the kids not, hello, you never come up here. Doggy, doggy. The dog came up.
Hmm.
The dog's not very fond of me, but the dog came up. It is, if the kids were in school, because I've often told you guys that I don't think being on house arrest would be that bad, that it takes a lot of pressure off. And you can just, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to go anywhere you don't want to go. But the problem is, if you have children, see, if it's just you and, like, your wife, or you and a girlfriend, or if you have roommates, then it's fantastic. I mean, you can still order in food. You don't have to go places that you don't want to go. But the only problem is the lack of school. It's a very, that's the only part that's annoying to me.
Dude, it's the worst. This is way tougher, at least for me, than it was before all of this, because you can't escape, like, you're essentially your kid's teacher now. Because what happens is, you know, in my house, they go online and, like, at like 8:30 or something like that, they are given some sort of group of assignments. And then they're giving another group of assignments at 3. So they're on twice, from like 8:30 to 9:15, and then from like 3 to 3:30. So it's not for very long. But the teachers record, like, videos and stuff they have to watch. But all their homework and everything, like, I'm their teacher. So as soon as, like, well, me and my wife, but my wife's working at the same time too. So, and the other thing is that we didn't have enough tech for all of it. Like, we didn't have enough screens for them to be able to be online while my wife works and I work at the same time. So we've had to finagle some crap for that, to do that. But no, dude, there's like no free time during the day now because of this, because not only are we working, but we're also doing normal parent stuff, but now we're teachers as well. No, dude, this is a pain in the ass. This is not, I want it to be over quick.
I don't get involved in their homeschooling. That is my wife. I don't get involved in any of that. So I do have time, but when it rains, it's very difficult. It's very depressing. As I know that John has gone through a spat of depression, I have as well. And my children have each had a day where they started crying because of what was going on. So
haven't reached that yet in my house. There's been a lot of fires to put out, but it hasn't gone there yet.
Well, my son like gets out. He rides bikes with this kid. So like he gets out of the house and he could play Fortnite for, you know, 20 hours if we let him. Plus he's got a bunch of work he has to do. So he's taken care of, but my poor daughter, like she has no one to, she hasn't seen a friend since this all started.
Well, I think most of the kids haven't seen a friend since it's all started. I mean, that's every kid. Like, I mean, every kid, if they see them, it's online, you know, on whatever.
Well, I mean, the kids, though, couldn't. I mean, I've seen, like, two kids walking together or two kids riding bikes together.
Yeah, they're not supposed to do that. I mean, that's.
Well, I don't. I mean, you know, they are. And, I mean, you if you go out and there's two kids riding bikes, I you know, they're just doing it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, because they're having some sort of social contact. And if you're riding bikes, you're not touching each other or you're far enough away. But my daughter has had no contact with any other children.
You talk about the Fortnite part of it. Like, so that's getting a lot of parents in trouble because what do you know about Fortnite, Fred? Like, what can the kids do when they're on Fortnite that actually affects your bank account?
Well, they can buy skins and things, and then my son thinks that, and then he talks to his friends on Fortnite, and he thinks he has some money-making plan, and he'll download an app on his phone, and he'll go, look, I've made $5. And I say, you have not made $5. This is a scam. What information have you given them? And then invariably he'll erase the app, but they already have the information.
Well,
all these kids think that they're making money, like they're going to make money. And I'm like, the world doesn't work like that. You playing this video game is not going to make you money. It's just not going to.
Tell that to the members of the Boston Uprising.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the guys was a championship swimmer.
He told us that. So Kendrick Perkins has a kid who's obsessed with Fortnite, and he's run into a little bit of a problem. Here's Kendrick Perkins.
Listen to this, Cass. I hate video games, okay? My kids drive me crazy with it. I do not indulge. Like, they drive me crazy because in my house is nothing but Fortnite, NBA 2K, it just drives me crazy. Quick story. I get my credit card bill back, right? I go to the store, I go to buy something, credit card declined. I'm like, what I have to use is I just paid it. Come to find out, I got $16,000 worth of Fortnite bills on my credit card. Ever since then, I was like, you know what? God. I'm cool on Fortnite. I do not indulge in video games.
How much?
$16,000, and it was buying skins every day, whatever that is. I don't even know what it is. I had to dispute the charge, and I was like, you know what? Forget this video game stuff. So they don't even talk to me about it.
Right? I would say that the discipline time need to go from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Right.
A whole day of discipline.
Definitely need to throw some rules back around. But I'm looking at the video game like Fortnite, like they're tricking you. So all of a sudden, they're saying, oh, yeah, the game is free, but you got to buy skins and you got to do all this old crazy stuff. So I just was like, you know what? They don't even tell me. That's them and my wife relationship with that video game.
Oh my goodness. I don't even want to know.
$16,000?
He's not doing it right. My credit card pops up on my computer screen when there's a charge. So I know right away.
How much is a skin?
Here, ask Milo. Here, hang on.
Hey, Milo. What's up, man?
What's up?
How much is a skin? When you buy one skin, how much do they cost?
It depends.
How much is the most expensive skin?
$3,000 V-Bucks, which would probably be like $10.
Okay, so $10 for the most expensive skin. How many skins like are there out there? Is it like infinite? Can you just buy almost any like a ton of it, or is there only like 100 different ones?
There's probably like I don't know, maybe like 200 skins.
Okay, so yeah. it would take a lot for someone to spend $16,000 on Fortnite, is what you're saying?
Well, people do.
Really? How much have your friends spent on Fortnite? Like, have you talked to any of your friends? How much money have they spent?
I've spent like $400. Some of my friends spent like $500.
Oh my god! Okay. All right. What does your dad say when you spend money on Fortnite?
Well, he got pissed. Sometimes there's like, sometimes for Xbox you have to pay for Xbox Live. Mm-hmm. Once before, it cost $100. So.
Xbox Live's $100?
Yeah, I think it's like per year.
Wow, okay. Because I think the Nintendo one's only like $20 a year. I think the Switch one. But I think the Xbox Live does more
Nintendo's
stuff.
Nintendo's not that good. It's tiny.
What, the catalog of games? Or yeah. All right, man. Well, yeah. Appreciate it, Milo. Don't try not to spend too much money on that. $16,000, yeah. That's insane.
But also, I probably spend more on because of gift cards.
You buy gift cards?
No, my dad buys me them, and sometimes I buy myself one.
Okay, you buy yourself a gift card for what?
I don't know. For anything. For a game that I might want.
Okay.
All
right. Bye-bye. I see you, man. So there's no way... So you say that you get a little pop-up thing even when you get the gift cards, so he's buying himself just little gift cards there.
No, he's got cash.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah, he's got a big wad of cash.
I got more money than daddy.
Yeah, he's got more money than... He really does think he has more money than me. So, yeah, he's got like a wad of cash. So he'll buy a gift card. But, yeah, I mean, $16,000 is insanity. I don't even know how you would do it. But you got to get your credit card, like your main credit card that your kids have access to, and have a pop-up on your computer screen that shows when it's charged, because that saves you a lot of aggravation. That saves you a lot of it, because as soon as it comes up, I just come up yelling. So there you go. You can get your yelling out of the way pretty quickly. But Kendrick Perkins, my lord. $16,000.
Some guy just tweeted us, said he's in $6,000 on his Fortnite. He goes, skins alone could be up to $25. And that just makes your character look different. Like, it doesn't do anything, right?
Hey, there are no magical powers associated with this. You're just dressing your character, right?
Right. And I think you can buy dance moves.
Oh, what a scam.
You can look like just like Xander Bogaerts at second base after a double when he goes motions to the dugout. That's all he's doing.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, half these players, their dances are Fortnite dances.
Right, exactly.
I told you that he was playing with Jake DeBrus the other day.
Yes, yes.
And that came out of nowhere. Like, I don't even know how that came about. He didn't, like, search out Jake DeBrus. He just ended up playing with him. I don't know how any of it works. I wish I liked it, but every time I sit down and have him try to teach me, it's just gobbledygook. I don't understand any of it. You don't have to tell me. You can tell me later. All right.
People have to know.
All right, I know the people have to know.
All right. Way to go, Fred.
All right. We'll be back. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Tough is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Apparently my nose is breathing into the microphone. But I don't know where to put this thing.
You just got to pull that sucker to the left. Point it straight towards the wall.
Okay, so can you hear me now like you were hearing me before?
No, right now you sound fine.
Okay, because then I just move it down. I don't care. I'm an anarchist. Marty Walsh, however, is the mayor of Boston, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mayor Walsh, hello, sir.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Fantastic. We are in our respective homes. Now, give us good news, because when the Globe did something where they had a drone or something go over the city, and it was amazing how empty it was. You know, the streets are empty. People seem to be, for the most part, abiding by the rules. Give us some good news. What are you seeing? Any good news at all?
You know, I think people are abiding by the rules. I think that it was reported yesterday that all of the social, physical distancing, staying home that we're doing could have a tremendous impact on keeping the virus down. I think that the Globe showing the drone in Boston yesterday was great. The streets of Boston are empty, but that doesn't mean that people's backyards are empty or they're still gathering in different places. And we just need everyone. I mean, I think the good news is that we're strong, resilient people here in Boston and Massachusetts and in America. And generally, we're all working together to stop this. I think there is a but, and a but is that we all have responsibility to do that. And, you know, the more we do that, the faster we're out of this and we get back to normal life. And, you know, I think we all miss sports. We all miss the way it was, and we'll get there. It's just a matter of working really hard right now together to get there.
Now, Mayor Walsh, the opposite of that drone video was something that a lot of people saw this weekend that really, I know, made some blood boil, and that was the video of the people down at Castle Island en masse in big groups. There was no social distancing. They were hanging around together. There were huge congregations of people. When you saw that video, what did that make you think?
Well, I'll tell you, what's happening when people do that, what they're making sure is that they're making sure that our hospitals are going to get overwhelmed. They're making sure that they're putting family and loved ones at risk. They're putting seniors at risk who are very vulnerable for this virus. They're putting themselves at risk. All of that is the case there. This is a situation where if we practice social distancing and you go for a walk, you don't gather in large groups. It's proven by science and all the doctors and everyone saying this, that we can push this virus back. And the fact that people aren't understanding that and not taking that seriously and putting some of their own family at risk is amazing to me. You know, I've been asked the question about, are we going to impose fines and things like that, and what are we going to do to enforce the distancing policies? I shouldn't have to, as elected officials or leaders, we shouldn't have to tell somebody that for your own good, so you don't catch the virus and potentially end up in the hospital, and overwhelm a hospital system, that we're going to fine you. That should just be regular common sense. And I think that, you know, as this week goes on and we get towards the weekend, it's going to be 50, I think, this weekend, which for all intents and purposes for Boston's warm weather, you know, that doesn't mean you can have parties. That doesn't mean you can have cookouts. That doesn't mean that you can have gatherings in your home, because you're putting other people at risk. And I don't know how much more we have to explain this. I mean, every way you turn on sports radio, you talk about the coronavirus. You turn on TV, talking about the coronavirus. The commercials now on TV selling products are talking about the coronavirus. This is so serious that if people haven't taken this serious at this point, I honestly don't know what to say.
But at what point do you have to? Because, I mean, you saw it. I mean, you would think by this point people would know that you can't get in these huge congregations. This is making it worse for everybody when this happens. At what point, Mayor Walsh, do you step back and go, okay, well, now we have to have fines? Because it may get to that point if it doesn't stop.
Yeah, I think this is the first time I'm actually taking the next step. I think when it gets to our hospitals that are overwhelmed and can't handle cases, when people are health at risk, not just folks that have the coronavirus, but other folks that are in the hospital, then we have to look to take some extra steps and precautions here. We shouldn't have to, and it's something that you know, I know that everyone's talking about it. It just take some common sense. I was asked a question the other day, you know, what do I do about teenagers playing outside? Well, quite honestly, that's not necessarily my responsibility. That's the parents' responsibility. We need you to step up here and talk to your kids about the importance of keeping them inside. It's really hard. I mean, I think back to being a teenager. The last place I wanted to be was in my house. I wanted to be out and playing sports or doing something, and it's really difficult. But we have to figure out how do we continue to practice the physical social distancing, and then also washing hands as often as possible. That really does make a difference, because if you know, if you're at a supermarket and you come home, you know, you should wash your hands before you unpack the bag, wash your hands after you unpack the bags, just to make sure that if in case you came across, you know, somebody that was sick, you're washing the virus away.
Now, Mayor Walsh, you mentioned when the hospitals get overcrowded. You know, I have a lot of friends who are nurses at Beth Israel, Brigham and Women's as well. And, you know, as you know, they're going to work every day knowing that they don't have the masks and supplies to keep themselves safe. I understand the governor. I know he's talked about how difficult it's been to have to bid against other states and the government to get any of this stuff to the hospitals. But what would you say right now to the nurses and doctors in Boston who are heading to work in what is quickly becoming a war zone for them? Is there anything that you can say to them to make them feel that help is on the way?
Well, let me just first and foremost address it in the sense of that we love you and we're grateful for you, the folks that are going to work, because many of the nurses and doctors that are going to work have families themselves at home, and they're leaving their family to make sure they keep people safe and alive. And I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. So many people are very appreciative of the work they do, including our frontline police, fire, EMS, and the custodial staff and everyone that's working. So thank you for that. The second thing is, in talking to the state and talking to the U.S. Conference of Mayors this week, we have the equipment coming. It should be coming any minute now. But the fact that we have to beg the federal government for medical equipment is appalling. It's embarrassing that we have a federal government that is not taking this as seriously as it needs to and getting this equipment here literally overnight across the state. We shouldn't be bidding against other states. It shouldn't be who gets it by who's the favorite. It should be all of this equipment should be down here. And the fact that we're America, the greatest hospital system in the world, and we're still, begging the federal government for supplies, it's just uncalled for. And you know, this is something that we can talk about when this is all over. But right now, the fact that the federal government was not ready for some type of pandemic. Now, they can't be ready for everything, obviously, because this is we haven't seen anything like this since probably 1918 with the Spanish flu. But in saying that, it's appalling.
Yeah, they knew early. Now, how does that whole bidding system work? Explain it in layman's terms.
I honestly don't know. I mean, I've been talking to the governor and the state on it. It's they put their requests in, their orders in, and then I think, quite honestly, it's when the federal government gets around to it, they're sending the equipment down, which is wrong. And I just think that the sense of urgency that we have here in Boston and in Massachusetts, and quite honestly, in most states in the country, the federal government should realize that this is a real serious matter. We're at about 6,600 cases in Massachusetts. We're fluctuating we're in the top 10 of most coronavirus cases in the country as far as states. We've gone as high as it's five, and now I think we're number seven in the country. And what we need to do is continue to try and prevent this from happening, the spread from happening. And you need to work as a partner. And some of the messages coming out of Washington are just absolutely ridiculous.
Can we do anything as a private citizen to help out the hospitals, other than staying home, of course, and doing what we're doing? But, I mean, I saw that, like, Gronk had bought, like, a bunch of masks, and I'm like, where do you even get masks? You know, if you guys can't get them, how can we get them to donate? But is there something that we can do privately, like as just a public person, to help out like the hospitals and the people who need it?
Well, I think number one, first and foremost, we have the resiliency fund that we have set up in the city. That money's going towards first responders, towards our hospitals, towards homelessness. I think that's number one. Number two, one advice I'd give you: if you have small kids or if you have children that are school age, maybe do a project at home and write a thank you card to the nurses and doctors, just a general thank you card, and send it to the hospitals. Pick a hospital in your neighborhood, pick a hospital in downtown, wherever you live, and just send thank you cards, because I know they'll probably put it up on the wall, and these doctors and nurses, I think they know how much they're appreciated, but we need to just continue to express to them how much they truly appreciate it. I think something like that would go an awful long way.
Okay,
no, that's a good Walsh, idea.
That is a good idea. I mean, listen, it's got to be a depressing place to be right now, so any little thing would help. But this is it being April 1st, there's a lot of people right now, of course, who are getting furloughed or laid off because of what's been going on with businesses all over, and rent is due. Is there any kind of thing in place that gives people who are not able to make the rent because of their furlough and the coronavirus, is there any kind of leeway that they're going to be given that you see from the city and the state upcoming?
Yeah, right now our legislature, the state Senate and the state House of Representatives are passing legislation. I think it'll be done this week. That's going to give some relief there. And they've worked really quickly to get this bill done. So we're working with them, but the legislature, your state rep and your state senator, working on getting a bill about mortgages and rents through the legislature this morning and yesterday. So I think it's on the process. That's been a big help. The federal government.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with actually. Does it mean that no one can be kicked out if they can't make it, or what does it mean?
Well, the governor announced about a month ago now that, say 2 weeks ago, everything seems like a month ago, a moratorium on evictions in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and the legislature takes that a little one step further. So that's been a big help. And what I would suggest also, and those of you that people listening and you own a home and you're worried about paying your mortgage, most banks now have come up with a product that they're going to allow people to defer their payments for the next several months to the back end of the loan. So, for example, if you have 5 years left on your mortgage and you can defer it for 3 months, those months will be put on the end of the loan, so it'll be 5 years and 3 months without penalties or fees. So, people need to make those calls too to your credit card companies. If you feel overwhelmed, just call a lot of these banks and places have put in process. Things to help you as homeowners, as individuals. So don't assume that there's no help. Make those calls. And it might be a little long wait, tedious to be on the phone waiting for these service agents to call. But those are the recommendations the banks have told me to make sure people call. If you don't call, they can't give you, at the end of this, they can't help you. But if you call now, they'll be able to help you with the different products. And so the banks have been stepping up and different companies have been stepping up. So make the call. It's probably, plus you have the time right now to make the call. So make the call if you're home.
Well, what's right, your here? Cell phone number? So we could do
311.
So we can just directly call you and skip the line.
Right.
Mayor Walsh.
Mayor Walsh, finally, how pissed are you that Tom Brady's headed to Tampa Bay?
Oh, God. You know, so the day that it got announced, I was watching, we're doing in the middle of something on the coronavirus, and it's kind of, you didn't get a chance to think about it. And then I was watching SportsCenter, and I saw the fact, like, the superimposed picture of the Buccaneers uniform on Tom, which was kind of bothered me. But I think what put the nail in the coffin was Saturday night. When I was watching TV on Fox, the Patriots versus Atlanta Super Bowl, and the drive, you know, the comeback. I saw the last 2 minutes of the game, the comeback. That just went right up. You know what? I was just like, I can't believe this. Like, I was so pissed off and thinking, like, you know, this guy. Like, Tom Brady's our guy. We love him. He's the greatest of all time. I'm going to cheer for him. I hope him well. I hope he does well. If he wins the Super Bowl, God love him. I hope he does because he's the best of all time and six of those are with us. But the fact that we're going to see him in September running on the field in Tampa Bay, it's going to be just heartbreaking for all of us. So it's like a range of emotion. You know, it's kind of like you're pissed, you're sad, you know, you're kind of happy for him, but then you're not really happy for him. Then you're pissed at him for a while. And it's kind of one of those things. But, we have to look back. 20-year run. We had an amazing run here in New England. Football with Tom Brady and Belichick, and I think that, you know, I'm not losing faith in the team. I think, you know, we have Belichick. He's the greatest coach of all time, so we're going to be right back there again soon. But it's been an incredible run for 20 years, the bottom line is I'm pissed.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that March was a pretty awesome month.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, there's a coronavirus.
Yeah, March 2020, we're not going to forget, I'll tell you. Tom Brady, Mookie Betts, coronavirus, canceling sports, you know, and Bruins in first place.
I know.
Celtics in the third place in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, we're about to have two deep playoff runs. And then March comes and just basically, I don't know what to say after that.
But crap's all over it, yes.
Well, listen, Tom Brady is forced to be in Tampa Bay, so he's got his comeuppance. All right, Mayor Walsh, thank you so much for the time, sir. We do appreciate it.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, take it easy.
I hear stories about these governors having to bid. And, you know, it's one thing to be the governor of Massachusetts and bid to get these masks. Imagine if you're, like, the governor of Montana.
Yeah, like, he went all in. He was getting pissed off.
Yeah. Well, of course he did, because you're bidding up against these other states. And, you know, obviously there's more money to be spent with the bigger ones. And, you know, they have people just as much. There's hotspots in places like Louisiana. We talked about New Orleans. Louisiana doesn't have the kind of money that some of these other places have. And they're all bidding against each other. This is a colossal cluster F of the highest degree. And you can even hear Marty Walsh there. And you've heard Governor Baker do the same thing. Like, they're pulling their hair out because they can't get their masks to these nurses and doctors that go there. And now you've seen the number of infections that these people are getting at the hospitals.
Other states like Florida got everything they needed immediately.
Right. They got everything they needed.
Yeah.
Because they're quote-unquote nice. I would not read the front page of the Sunday New York Times if you want to stay sane.
Yeah.
Because there is a very involved article about how much this problem was ignored and for how long it was ignored.
Yep.
All right. We will be back in just a moment to further talk about the government. No, I'm just kidding. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.